Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Thank you, and how are you today?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm just fine. I think a subject that really needs to be touched on is the fact that everybody, every single person, has sight, and they can whet it and make it stronger by paying attention to it, and I think that's a good subject.
Oh, I do too. And area code 631, I see you. You're the first caller of the day, so after we talk about sight, we will come to you for your question. So hang in there. Well, now, Ada Marie, when did you receive the gift of sight?
Well, I was a very little girl, and I don't exactly. The first thing I remember is I sat up in bed one night and said, Daddy, there's a fire. Fire. And, of course, he jumped out of bed, and Mama got up, I suppose. I wasn't very big. And they run out, and they could see that our neighbors, some miles away from us, they had a fire at their place. It wasn't actually at our place. It was at their place. So my dad got dressed, saddled up, and rode over, and Mama stayed home with us kids. And then when Daddy got back a couple days later, he told us that what had happened was lightning had struck the haystack of the neighbor's house, or a haystack of his by his barn. And he didn't have time to send for help, so what he did was he just had his wife hang a sheet on the screen door, and he ran out to help. Try to put the fire out. Well, by in an hour or so, there was a half a dozen neighbors there to help them, you know, save the haystack and do what they could. So nobody really, the women didn't know anything until the next day when their husbands came home. But it was a lightning strike. And she said, the lady said, she had had a dream a few weeks before about lightning striking the house. And she told her husband, and he said, that's not going to happen.
Hmm.
He told her very adamantly, he said to her, he said, that's not going to happen. And it didn't. It hit the haystack.
I see.
So I think he declared that it wasn't going to hit the house. He made the declaration, that's not going to happen. But the lightning did strike. He didn't tell the lightning it couldn't strike, but the lightning did strike, and it struck on the alfalfa hay.
I see. Okay.
So, that's kind of, as I was growing up, whenever somebody would say something, I'd say, watch out, pay attention, you're being warned. If you're getting some kind of a feeling about something, pay attention to it. And I still say that, and I still do that myself.
So that,
if I get a feeling about something, I don't just discard it. I start looking around and listening to what everybody says around me, so that if there's something that can be done to make it better and not have a problem, we can do it.
So that would be the key
be
to
doing.
Intuition, then.
Pardon?
That would be the key to intuition?
That is the key to intuition, because they're being, somebody is being told something. Recently, we moved here about 18 years ago, and I was sitting at the table drinking coffee with my husband when I said to him, I said, somebody's at the gate. And so he went right down to the gate, and somebody he didn't know came in. He said, my wife is sick and I need help. And so he come running back up to the house, and we went to see this lady. And the lady wasn't really sick. The lady was having a baby.
Oh.
And so he said, well, my wife's sick, and she said to me, I'm having a baby. Do you know anything about babies? I said, well, I've delivered about 25 or 6. And she said, oh, thank God. And she relaxed, and about then, here come the baby.
Oh, my.
So we got through the whole episode okay. I mean, the baby's fine. I think he's 18 this year, and big and healthy and fine as he can be. So, you know, it's just, you just, sometimes you have these feelings and you don't know where they go, but something will come along and tell you.
Well, I mean, what is the difference between intuition and sight, or are they one and the same?
They're the same thing.
Okay.
The problem is, when you try to talk to people about sight, they get squealy, you know. They're afraid of it. But they get a lot of hunches going to work and being around people that isn't a good place to be, or don't drive that down, don't take that road to work today.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of those hunches, and they don't honor them as though they're valid or valuable to them. But they are. I was working with a very famous lady who was to go on stage and give a talk in New York, and she turned and looked at me kind of funny, and I said, you're not going to go out there. I said, you're going to pass out right in front of all those people. You're going to fall off the stage. And so the lady who was coming behind her said to me, well, she told me she didn't feel good. And I said, well, you go first, and I'll see what's the matter here. And she was very sick. I mean, she wasn't just sick; she was very sick. So we called in the doctor on the set. You know, they have a person there if you need one. And he just took a look at her, and he called an ambulance and put her in the hospital. She didn't even know it. She was having a heart attack.
Oh my!
But I mean, she didn't feel it. She did not feel it, and that was the first time I ever was experienced anybody with a heart attack, and I realized I just learned something very valuable, because you might be having one and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
But she kept trying to breathe, and then she kept, you know, her eyes would go closed, and then she'd fall back on the chair. And they came in with an ambulance and took her to the hospital. She came out of it okay, but she could have died.
Yes, indeed. Area code 408, you're the second caller of the day, and we will get to you. We're talking about intuition, otherwise known as sight. And Ada Marie has said that we all have it. And I guess my next question to you would be, how can we develop that?
It's very simple. Whenever you have you can carry a little notebook around if you want, and then write down whatever intuitive thoughts come to you. And what Grandma had us do when we were in school, she had us, okay, we had a thought, and if we could see the clock and see like it was 5 minutes after one, we'd write 5:01 or whatever. 105 or something, and then just keep it, and then see how long it took for that little intuitive thought to happen. And pretty soon what you do is you build up a pattern where you can tell that, well, something's going to happen today. I know it is. I'm going to be prepared. So you would be aware. You'd be aware of people around you and everything that was going on, because you got this little nudge, you know, something's happening. You don't know when, you don't know who, you don't know how. But if you were going to be in the presence of it, you want to know that it's happening.
Sure. What else would you like to say about intuition?
I'd like to say that it's probably saved more lives than anything that has ever happened. Because very often people will get a hunch not to go somewhere, not to do something, not to be in a group. Like there's a number of groups that have been shot up in the last years. A lot of people didn't go. Something told them not to go, and they didn't go, and they're still alive. I've had a number of people call me from the East Coast and say, you know, I got the message. I got the message when the first thing happened, and I wasn't there. I was there, but I wasn't out where the people were. Mm-hmm. And now when I get that message, I don't go.
So the moral of the story is to follow your hunches.
Right. Follow, mm-hmm. Absolutely follow whatever the voice is giving you, because it's directed to protect you.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else we can do to develop it?
Yeah, we can. We can say, okay, now, we used to do it with candy, but we're grown-up kids now. We're not going to do that. We could say that you're coming home from work, and you get the idea that you better stop at the market and pick up, let's say you have to stop at the market and pick up some milk, okay? So, you know, well, there was plenty of milk when I went to work, but the voice had said, you know, pick up some milk. So you stop and pick up the milk, and guess what? When you get home, somebody's drank all the milk, or very close to all of it.
Mm.
Or someone might be going to drive, and the route you usually take, for some reason you passed it, so you have to go another way, only to get home and find out that the ambulances were all around the neighbor's house, and you missed them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of things that happen to everybody, not just people. Everybody's got sight,
mm-hmm.
of some kind. And these things happen, and you're lucky if you've just kind of paid attention.
Right, right. So being aware is key. Being aware is key.
That is the key. That is the entire key of everything you do, you think, you feel, and you act on. It is being aware of why and what and how and when.
Okay, well, thank you very much for providing some information about that. Let's go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Area code 631, you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Sue, and I've called before about jobs.
Hi, Sue.
And I just wanted to say you were spot on when you said that I wasn't going to get a bus monitor job.
Yeah.
That they weren't for me, and I haven't called, but it's like a gut feeling that that job's really not for me anyway.
Right.
So,
did you get another job?
I'm still subbing, and I'm subbing as a teacher or aide or a teacher assistant. I'm in two schools, and I'm just going to put applications in there for September, and hopefully I'll get an aide position.
Oh, good. Good. There you'll have the job you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope one of them hires me.
Now, wait a minute. You're using the wrong language. I know such and such will happen.
Okay.
Because that's what you want, right?
Yes. The thing
okay.
is, I have to find
then
employment
you know.
For the summer because the schools are closed in the summer.
Well, but I want you to pay attention. When you know, you do not question the knowing. Got it?
Okay. All right.
Now you know you're going to have that job, right?
Yes.
When school starts. So you know
yes.
you know, and you're not going to question the knowing. You're just going to go ahead and do whatever you do until that thing opens up.
Okay.
Got it?
All right. Now I just have to find a job for the summer because the school's closed end of June.
Okay, the school closed at the end of June. And what kind of job would you like to do during the summer?
I don't know yet. I applied to bus companies. I applied for summer school. I applied for different things.
Well, have you thought of helping children get ready for the next year? If they're studying math or art or something, then you could gather up a few of them, and their parents would be very happy to pay you at least once a week to give them a lesson, to give them little group lessons.
Okay.
Set up a little group.
I was even thinking of babysitting.
And their parents would be very glad to have you help them with whatever it is you think or you choose to do for them. Because I'm not going to give you that. You're going to have to look your group over and see what's the best.
All right. I can do that.
You'll get a lot of mothers and fathers there with kids in hand for you to teach.
All right, or maybe even babysitting.
Yeah. But helping the kids learn to write or helping them to spell or helping them to add two and two, that's more exciting because those kids are going to try hard because you are not the school teacher out there. You are their friend.
Okay.
And you're going to brag about them and you're going to tell them how good they are and how great it is that they figured that out.
All right, I'll try that
and
now.
And you'll have plenty of kids.
All right, well, thank you. I'll start looking now.
Absolutely, right away. Start getting your team together.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and the kids love you. They do.
Yeah, and let us know how the aid position works out for you when you get
that. Okay, I will. Thank
that.
You.
Okay,
thanks.
Take good care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's the key, is holding the knowing, isn't it?
It is. That is the key.
Yeah.
I know what I know, even if I don't know it. My kid used to, in fact, one of my sons said the other day, he said, Mom, he said, you did it again. He said, you did it to me again. I said, what did I do this time? He said, you always know you know. You just don't know what you know. But now I do.
All right. Our next caller is from area code 408, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi. My name is Ola.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
What is your question?
Yeah, I guess it's the same kind of type of question. Well, I'm currently working and I'm looking for other opportunities. I'm just wondering if you see anything interesting coming up.
What?
Yeah, you're dropping off a little, Paula.
Yeah.
She's working now and looking for opportunities.
Mm. Yeah, and just wondering if you see anything.
Do you know what the opportunity is?
I'm just wondering.
You know, okay.
What I'm looking for?
When you figure out what the opportunity is, write it out in pencil and read it over till you get it correct. Correct. Even if you have to rewrite it 3 or 4 times, and you'll have the job. Now, and he can tell you to a number of people, and they have all sent me back a thank you note. Many of them called me on the phone.
Right.
So, if you do your homework, you'll get the results.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thanks for calling, Paula.
She's a sweetie.
Yes, she is.
She really is.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 305, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Eileen. Hi, Ada.
Hi, Eileen. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm just exhausted from the past week of just working really hard. And you and I spoke a couple of years ago. You gave me a pretty amazing explanation of my purpose on the earth and what I'm here to do and just a bunch of things. And I've been going through a lot of growth and a lot of changes and spiritual development and meeting all these amazing people. So today, another amazing person who knows I'm an artist, who knows of my work, came because he knows of my work for years ago, and he has a position of concierge in a very elaborately gorgeous hotel in the city. And he wants to start to sell my work. So he came to visit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so he came to visit, and I showed him everything, you know, and he's like, ready, and I'm ready. And do you, opportunities from this should, like next week we're going to meet again, and I'll go up there and to get into their gift shop and things like that. You see, and I think, and I know, I feel, that's the key for me. I feel that he's very honorable.
That's right, you feel it.
Yeah, that he's very honorable, and he's gentle, and he's spiritual, and he's smart. And I think he's going to do great things for my work and for the public and his guests and his clients and the wealthy people of this world. It seems like the wealthy people find me just because of what I'm creating. Does that make sense?
I think you're absolutely correct. And I think the person showed up at the right time to help you. See, that's a clue. He came into your life at the exact right time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's a clue. That's a wonderful part of the knowing.
Yes. And I am aware, like you, of when things show up.
Right.
And the unfolding of it.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. And I wish everybody would try to be aware. Aware enough so that when these things begin to come to them, that they are aware and they're not backing away. They should walk forward and be glad.
Yeah, and it's
and
being
prepared.
And you're
doing that, and that's fabulous.
Yeah. And I wonder, I feel, too, that I might get some opportunities to travel from this, from some clients who have homes in other countries or, oh, we love her work. We want her to come here and do something for us in our home in Israel or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes, and what will happen is within the next 5 or 6 months, a program, which you will probably be part of the head of, a program will get set up where you will be able to do that and to help a lot, just numbers of people, children, and you'll be wonderful.
You mean teaching art? Because I've been doing that this year and last year here in Florida with the Boys and Girls Clubs. So I've already done that for this season.
Okay.
Do you think this guy might be instrumental for that, or it's just going to come in again from another source?
I don't see the source. It might be this man, but he might be the one that leads you to the right source.
Oh,
you know,
well, do you see
that
happens here? Okay. Do you see love coming in relationship to my life? And this person.
When that comes into your life, it's through your art, and it's closer to Thanksgiving. I'm looking at. I just saw a turkey, so I know it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, I hope it's sooner than Thanksgiving, but. The thing is that Ada, I love to do oil paintings, but I need a place to do it because it's just too hot to be inside. I can't be inside to do my chemicals, you know, to smell the chemicals. So and it's too hot here in Florida now. I mean, it's crazy out there.
Well, then you better get a pencil and paper and write down the kind of area you want to be in, the kind of weather you want in that area. And the kind of people you want to deal with, and write it out, and then let them start showing up.
Okay. 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 Cool. Okay.
You can do that.
I can do that. I'm a manifester like you.
Yeah, you can. You can do anything you set your mind to. You're really good at that.
I know. And there's people around me right now that are into so much drama, and I'm just becoming more and more like a hermit. I just want to do my art. That's all. And serve God that way. You know, not get
right
into other people's stuff. I'm just,
okay,
it's like I'm being pulled in apart from these dramas of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's like the energy is taking me into another place now. And I'm watching
you
have, it so
what
much.
You have to do. What we have to do, there are things that we as individuals can do nothing about. We can only pray that God will intervene wherever it's necessary to bring our country back together, and pray diligently, morning, night, driving, whatever you're doing. Pray for that assistance, because it isn't going to come from people because they don't know what to do.
Oh,
Everybody has a different opinion and they can't get together.
Yeah, I already see that the war has already been won, and the light is
right,
always being bright. I've already seen that in my heart. You know, 40 years
mm-hmm.
ago, I said the light's already, the war's already been won, and the light never can be shut out by the dark.
That's
so I never
beautiful.
Go into fear. I never go into fear.
No, because there's nothing stronger than God, and the will of God will walk before you and surround you and protect you. And I am one person who has been totally in the most ridiculous situations that nobody should ever be in, and walk out of it like a, you know, smelling like a rose, because
yes.
I stopped and said, wait a minute, what is this? And then I just stood there and just waited to see what was happening, and I just walked right away from a terrible incident and it had nothing to do with it.
Yes, yeah, it's a witness.
People have a tendency to do mean things to other people, you know,
yeah.
Make them a scapegoat or something.
Yeah, and I'm noticing the vocabulary that a lot of people are holding on to and courting themselves to, which
yeah.
has nothing to do with my Can I ask you one more question, though? Is my health okay?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
I don't have any sugar problems or anything like that.
Your health is okay. What happens is sometimes you get stuck. Somebody
okay.
will say it's somebody that should be a real, genuinely, wonderfully insightful person, and they're not, and you get stuck in there, and you go, oh, my God. They know. They can see. They're not using their sight. And that throws you for a loop. And I know you can see that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Can't,
and
you can't change
me
it,
down.
But you see it, and it
drags
it weighs
me
down, you
down. Right? Yeah,
but you,
I'm
you know what I do?
Like that. What?
Yeah, well, what I do when I see that, I silently get in a different, like I'll go to a bathroom or someplace where I can be alone.
Okay.
And I will see that person surrounded in an impenetrable Christ-white light and the
okay.
violet light of wisdom pouring
okay.
down on top of them, through their head, into their bodies, into their minds, into what they do. And when I finish that, I get up and go away, and I don't even look back.
Okay.
But you can do
okay.
that. You just
okay.
surround them in a Christ-white light,
okay.
and then the violet light of wisdom, which is,
okay.
of course, God.
Right.
The violet light of wisdom, send it right down through the top of their head, through their whole body, and just see it just filling every cell and molecule of their body and the air around them and the room around them until they are so filled with divine love and light, they can't do something wrong.
To themselves or anybody else, right?
Right.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'm at this,
I do
I'm
that
at this
a lot because I will be I'll be sitting someplace waiting for a doctor or something.
Right.
And I'll be looking around the room, and then I'll see one of those people, and
oh,
I just look
Lord.
Out the window, and I start to, you know, they're
right.
antsy because they have to wait. We all have to wait.
Right.
So
right,
I start
right.
working on them, and by the time they're supposed to go, they're as mild as a kitten, and they're just well. What, you know, they don't care. They're happy because they got waited on, but they don't know they've been sitting there an hour and a half waiting because they don't feel it.
I love it. That's how I felt today in this store, and I went in there, and I was just calm as a, like you said, a kitten purring. I was just calm, and when they could, they would take care of me, and I just had to go with the flow, and I knew it was all in divine timing because I was supposed to be there and not there. I had to be where I was being. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
So,
but, you know, when you're in those places,
amazing,
you get to,
isn't it?
Yeah, and you get to hear the conversation around you of everybody's life. It's really fascinating just to be a witness.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this man.
Yeah.
I know I'm taking a lot of time, but I met this man. He was very powerful, and he was of Jesus' energy, and he just kept blessing people who came up, and he was a seer, and he would just be reading them. And when I came near him, he looked at me and he said, "You're an angel." And he said, "Don't go away, don't go away. I want to be near you. I got to tell you things." And then he would start telling me things, and I would be listening. And then he says, "Don't worry, and this is what's going on. And don't worry, everything is going to be perfect. You'll see, everything is going to be perfect."
Yeah.
He was pretty cool.
You just have to visualize and know, feel it, that it's perfect.
Yeah, I do. All right, I'll get myself off the radio because I know there's other people waiting to talk with you.
You're all right,
thank
Eileen.
So
we
much.
Don't have anybody
thank
else.
You. Oh, you don't?
If you would like to, you could suggest a topic that Ada Marie could talk about. We have some time left.
That's funny that today, what is this date today?
The 11th of April.
Yeah,
spiritual
okay.
11.
1-1. That's why
yes.
we don't have people today.
Yeah, we usually fill up the hour with people, Eileen, but today we're looking for a topic. If you have something you'd like to suggest, we're open to it.
How about, future. The projection, if we can visualize what we want on the earth, and if we take things from our past lives to bring it into the present. So what I run across often is people who are always looking over their shoulder instead of being in the now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And working on what's available to them right now and getting past the limitations that they persecute themselves with. So I think a lot of that is I've been sharing with my friends. You keep creating cords in people's lives. I mean, that would be a good one. Do you create cords with people you don't want in your life? Why do you do this? No, not why, but why don't you just cut them? Cut them with prayer and with thanksgiving and appreciation that they came in to teach you how to be stronger about yourself.
When there's people in your life that shouldn't be there, all you ever have to do, and they will literally leave you alone, is bless them and bless them and bless them and wrap them in that, like you say, that Christ white light. And they'll get so uncomfortable, they'll go to their friends.
Ah.
You know, they
will.
They'll
get so uncomfortable. I like what you just said.
They will be uncomfortable, and they'll think, well, you're kind of a dowdy. They've called me dowdy a lot of times.
Yeah, my sister one time, she said, stop with that consciousness. I don't like those words. What is get? You know, I can't handle that word. It's too over her head. Right? It's too over her
yeah.
head, consciousness. But at the same mm-hmm. time, she follows Jesus.
She didn't
but
even
she,
get it.
No, she doesn't get it. And I love her to death, but she's got prejudices. How can you have prejudices if you follow Jesus? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, why do people have
prejudices? It's amazing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's different
yeah.
levels of awareness. And there's different
just
levels
to let
of
area code. Oh, wait, no, you're next in line, but we're having a little topic discussion right now, so please be patient and hang in there. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So I think the solution in this world is, one, people have to start letting go of seeing outside of themselves and judging and persecuting everybody else and start working on their own limitation.
You know, my grandma used to say, whatever fault that somebody finds in you is in themselves, or they wouldn't know it.
Absolutely.
And I thought to myself, how right that must be.
I know, but that's, I'm aware of that for 30 years already, but I know there's a lot of people who don't know that, so I have to take a step back and relax, right? Because everybody learns things in their own time. So I understand
well,
that.
Well, you shouldn't be passing judgment anyway, because that's not...
No.
That's useless.
Exactly. It's not I'm not God self. I mean, I'm not the God of everybody else. They are the God of themselves. So they have to wake up to what they need. I think the best advice I could give to anybody is, if you don't like where you're at, do a 180 degree turn. And what's complete 180 degrees of where you want to be? And that's what you should be shooting for. That's how I train myself when I was a little girl.
And that's what they should be doing.
Well, we're giving it to them today.
If they do that, it won't take them long to wake up and be in a happier mood.
Exactly. But then it's responsibility, and people don't want to take the work. They don't want to do work. Some people don't.
It is work.
Yeah, it is work to face yourself and try things new, you know, and try a new path, and a new thought form, and try a new action, and try all these, you know, unique things in your world, But that's me, because I'm an artist, so I can do it. It's easier for me. I can't just be ordinary. I have to be unique. But we're all unique, and that's the clue. Nobody is like the next person.
Right.
So everybody's got to find their own uniqueness and not be fearful and just stretch. Stretch, take a step forward, and you're climbing the ladder of success. Because you'll never be on the first rung if you're already on the third rung. Then you know there's a zillion ahead of you, so you can always climb up, right? You don't want to go backwards. You got so much opportunity in front of you, so why don't you just open your heart and open your mind and let God give it to you.
And jump on the bandwagon and go do it.
There you go.
Okay, you guys, thank you for the time. It was nice sharing.
Thank you. But yeah, it was wonderful. God bless you, Eileen.
God bless you, all of us. Thank you. All right, I'll keep listening.
That's sure. Yes. Take care.
Absolutely.
Take care. Bye, Ada.
Bye-bye, honey. You have a wonderful week.
I am. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, we do have another caller from area code 408.
Mm-hmm.
You're alive. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I had to drop off. But, this is Ola again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Ola?
Ola, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, hi. I just heard that you were looking for topics, and I like the topic about intuition or how to develop it.
Oh, that's great. we talked about that at the beginning of the show, Ola.
We did try to
do
that. But developing your intuition is not a hard project. It's just something that you must continuously, during every 24 hours, take whatever you receive and write it down so that you can understand why you received it, you know?
Okay, when I tuned in...
I did have an experience... Huh?
Okay, sorry. No, when I tuned in, you were talking about... because I actually am looking to start a course for kids, and you were going to tell a story about something about candy... You were going to provide an example. I don't know if you remember. It was before I called in the last time. I don't know if you remember the story, but you were going to provide an example about something about, like, how someone taught you with candy or something. Maybe not. I don't know. But go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, you're about to – it was like, maybe 20 minutes ago or so, so maybe – Never mind. But, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. Elaborate a little bit, because I'm trying to grasp.
Yeah,
the...
I only caught part of the story. You were about to say something about how someone taught you intuition by using candy, and I think I'm not sure if you finished the story or not, or the lesson. So you did mention how people could, you know, like when they're driving to pick up, if they think they need to pick up milk and then go home and then they find out that they're out of milk. It was before that story, but I'm sure you guys don't remember. I'm sure you guys.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about intuition or developing it?
To develop intuition?
Mm-hmm.
For kids, especially?
The only thing that there is to say about it, and it really is true, is that everybody has it, and if they will just take the time, if they will just give themselves the time to enjoy it, and they don't give themselves the time, they look at it and say, ooh, why did that happen to me? How come that happened to me? It didn't happen to you. But everybody is different. Every individual is different. One time at a table, there was two families, okay? Mother and father and three kids. And then the other family had two kids. And sitting at the table out of the mouth of babes, you know, the baby, one of the children, I think she was about 3 years old, she said, you know, I don't think that you would have been the right mother for me, and I was so glad that my dad didn't pick you.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, everybody at the table was a little upset. And after a while, the one little girl said, well, it's all right because she is kind of crabby, but I know what to do. and everybody at the table cracked up. So it was a real, it turned out to be okay because everybody laughed, but it really wasn't an okay situation that the kid put her in, you know. And so a couple weeks later, I was talking to the mother that was the crab, and she said, I didn't know I was so crabby. I said, well, you really, I've known you for 30 years. I've never seen you smile, just a smile. Well, she said, I've never seen anything in life worth smiling about. I said, you better go in the corner and sit down and have a chat with God. I think he needs to talk to you. So...
Wow.
She said, well, I don't think people have to be happy. I said, well, I do. I think it's very important. People wouldn't come to see me if I wasn't happy. They wouldn't bother. She said, well, I like you, and I like you because you're always fresh and talking about something interesting. I said, then take your own advice. Try it.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask about intuition, Ola?
No, that was good. Thank you so much.
Oh. Well, do you
Thank
have
you.
A question today for Marie?
What is your question?
Oh, I didn't have a question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you
for calling.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Have a good day. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Ada Marie, I think that's going to be it for today. We don't have any other callers.
Okay. But I really would like to say that if people would really pay attention to their thoughts and be in control of their thoughts, it would be a good thing because thoughts are things. And they are just like a car, a boat, a chair, a table. Thoughts are things. Now, do you get it?
I get it.
Thoughts are things. Just like that table was a thought in somebody's mind. That coffee pot, somebody had that thought in their mind. Thoughts are things. So if you really deal with your thinking in a positive manner, you will only think of things that are in a positive form. And if something needs repairing, you will see them perfect. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense, yes.
Yeah, okay. A lady came to me and she had a big toe that was in pretty bad shape. And I said, what happened to your toe? Well, she said, I didn't like that toe. It was too fat. I said, what? What are you talking about? She said, that toe was too fat. I said, oh, okay. Now, I said, you know, if the toe was too fat, then what I'm going to tell you is you should have blessed that toe so it would feel good and it would get thin. You could have done that. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't know why the toe was fat. Obviously, there was a reason. But it would thin down if you ask it to thin down. Well, she said, I'll lay $100 on the table to say that that's not going to happen if I keep asking that toe to get thin. I said, here's $100, honey. I'll be happy to take your money in 30 days.
Uh-huh.
And she came back in 30 days, and she said, you were right. I mistreated my toe, and I didn't wear shoes that fit me. When I went to the shoe man, he said, I did not buy shoes to fit me correctly, and I should not have fit my own shoes. I should have let the shoemaker do it.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
But she did give me the $100.
Did she?
And she was very happy. She said, I don't know much about shoes, but I won't go to anybody that doesn't fit shoes. I will never again buy another pair of shoes out of a catalog, and then they don't fit, and I wear them anyway. I said, well, see, that's your lesson.
That's a good story. We do have another caller.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 469, you're live. What is your first name, please?
It's Adele. Greetings, everyone. How are you? You sounded well.
Thank you. Hello there.
Yes, I have a question for Miss Marie. I have an injured, I don't know what I did. I think I hit it at work. I injured my knee, and I want to know the spiritual manifestation behind my knee. If you could provide
you
something for me.
She wants to know spiritual.
How did I manifest?
I couldn't. I didn't get it. She wants to know what?
Go ahead.
The spiritual manifestation behind me injuring my knee.
The spiritual manifestation behind injuring her knee.
Oh, slow you down.
Ah, okay.
Listen, let me tell you.
I like that.
When
yes.
When I stumble and fall, I know what that's about. I got
to
slow
wow.
down.
Wow. Gotcha. Makes
and
sense
and
to
I
me.
Do slow down.
Mm, okay.
But anytime you're slowed down, you know, and you get a
mm-hmm.
physical reason to slow down,
uh-huh.
slow down right now, because if you don't, you'll get a tougher one a little bit later. I can tell you for a fact, you know.
Makes sense
so
to me.
Whenever you're going too fast, they're going to slow you down. And they do.
Mm.
And they could give you a cold. They could, you know, break a leg. They could do anything, but you will slow down. So when you get the feeling that you need to slow down, what are you going to do?
Gotcha.
Right. Slow down.
Gotcha. Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can take that to the bank, honey. That's a bankable situation.
Yes, I receive that. Slow down and listen.
Yeah. You know, I fell down the middle of the street once, almost got run over by a car. And my husband turned around and looked at me, and he said, did you get the message?
I know. That's
he didn't even
that's
come
what
out.
I said.
He didn't even come out in the street to pick me up.
Wow.
He just stayed at the curb, and he said, "Did you get the message?"
Yes.
And everybody,
I get that.
You know, everybody on the street just looked at me, and I said, "Yes, sir, I did."
Yeah, I feel that
I sounded,
too. Yeah.
I sounded as tough as he did.
Mm.
Because it was my fault. I knew it was my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is too,
so,
for me not being able to listen from my inner self. So I agree with you.
Mhm. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Thank you for bringing it up. It's good for everybody to know.
Yes, it is. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome for being here. We're happy to have you.
Well, Ada, is there anything else you'd like to say today?
Well, I can't think. We've been very lucky today. We've had wonderful callers and wonderful things to share.
Yes, we have. And Eileen added a lot to the show. She's still listening, and we thank you for that, Eileen.
Yes, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you a good week, and God bless, and we'll talk to you the same time next week.
That's right. We will. And thank you for listening. And people can get can't they get this show on their podcast or something?
They can get it on the podcast, yes. Mm-hmm. They would just go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark with an E. And if you want to reach out to Ada Marie, there are two ways you can do that. You can go to thegoldenoracle.com, or better yet, you can call her, and I'm going to give you her phone number. She's available Mountain Time between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., right, Ada?
Correct.
And the phone number is area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll talk to you next week, 3 o'clock your time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, and God bless you.
All of you. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Absolutely. Thank
yes.
you, Ada.
You're welcome. Thank you. I love to work with you.
Oh,
so wonderful.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a good week.
I will, and you too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.